All right, the Rambam, we were at the end of Perek Zayin, I believe, last time. And the Rambam gave his whole explanation. He gave his whole explanation as to how the Dechiyos work and don't work. And so now he's actually going to describe how the calendar is laid out. But what we have done until now, I think this is only Chazara when I state this, we know how to calculate the Molad of Tishrei of any year. And we know, based upon the Molad of Tishrei of any year, when to be Koveh Rosh Hashanah that year, Rosh Chodesh that year. And the rule was, it's the day of the Molad. But then, firstly, you have to make sure it's not at Chatzos or after the Molad Zaken, because if it is, you push off Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah to the next day. You also have to make sure, even if it's before Chatzos Hayom, if you're in a non-leap year, if it is after Gatrad, if it's on Tuesday, after ninth hour, 204 Halakim, then you also have to push it off to the next day. And if you're in a leap, this is just Chazar, and if it's in a non-leap year, but the previous year, Motzei a leap year, the previous year was a leap year, then even though it's before Chatzos, if it's after, it's on a Monday, Batu Tachpat, if it's after Tesvav Shos, and 589 Halakim, then again you push it off to the next day. And in any of those cases, Molad Zaken, Gatrad in a Shana Pshuta, Batu Tachpat in a Shana Pshuta, which follows in Me'uberes, in any of those cases, when you push it off to the next day, if that day is Adu, you push it off another day. Or, even if you're not pushing it off, if the day the Molad falls out on before Chatzos is Adu, you also push it off to the next day. Now we know, when the Molad of Tishrei is, and more importantly, when Rosh Hashanah is this year, and when Rosh Hashanah will be next year. Now the Rambam is going to explain to you, in Paraches, how you now lay out the calendar.
Avram? Batu Tachpat doesn't apply the next month is Me'uberes. Next year is also Me'uberes?
No, it would. But it's looking backwards. All that matters in Batu Tachpat was, last year Me'uberes. The truth is, if last year was Me'uberes, then by definition, this year is not, because you never have two leap years in a row. You have two non-leap years in a row, but you never have two leap years in a row.
Oh, right.
So Batu Tachpat might best be said, it's a Motzoi Shana Me'uberes, which by definition is always Pshuta. But the Gatrad rule is in any Shana Pshuta, whether it follows the Me'uberes or it's following a Pshuta. Okay, so the Rambam writes here, Chodesh Shel Levana, Chodesh Shel Levana Tishav Esrim Yom Mechzav Tash Shemo Tzadi Gimel Chalakim Kuma Shemayanu. I think you know that by now. 29 days, 12 hours, 793 Chalakim. But for the Rambam says, V'i Efshar Lomar Shev Rosh HaChodesh Yiyah B'mixas Hayom. You can't say that we're going to make Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. Hashiyah mixas hayom mechodesh avar umiktsaso mehaba. I'm kind of reminded of that old joke. They say the average American, it's some comedian says it, the average American family has 2.5 children and 1.5 cars. And he said, I'd like to be that half child because he's probably the only one who can drive the half car. So I don't know what you would do if Rosh Chodesh came out in the middle of the day. You know, what day of the month would it be? Anyway, obviously we don't know the answer to that question because we don't allow such a thing to happen. So the Rambam says, Shenemar ad chodesh yamim mipi ha-shmo lamdu sheyamim ha-tamachashev v'chodesh v'yatamachashev shav. So a month, halachic month, has to be an exact number of days. Even though, from a lunar perspective, it's taking from, in effect, from two different months. Lefikach, the Rambam says, Osin chodshe halavana mehen chodesh chaser umehen chodesh male. We make a month chaser and a month male. Chodesh chaser is tisher v'esrim yom bovad. It's only 29 days. V'afal pishach chodesh shel levana yeser al zeh b'sha'os. Even though the lunar month is actually hours more than that. V'chodesh male mishloshim yom. Chodesh Maleh is one that we make that's 30 days. Even though the lunar month is actually a number of hours less than this, nonetheless, that's what we do. Okay, that's pretty straightforward.
No,
because if you think about, I mean, the answer may be sort of yes, I guess. I mean, it depends. Okay, have I given you the right answer now? I can choose from any of those. Yes, no, maybe, it depends. In other words, when we start out counting theoretically from Nisan, there is a little more than 29 and a half days. It rounds to 30, is what you're saying. So we start with 30, 29. But there are, so in that sense, but I don't think, we don't really, at some point we're concerned macroscopically, not microscopically. So we're more concerned about the year than we are about the individual months. And it's going to be close to the Molad anyway. So now the Rambam says, "Ilu hayachot shasha levana teisha v'esrim yom umechza bovad." If the lunar month was exactly 29.5 days, hayu kol hashanim chodesh malei v'chodesh chaser. Every year would basically be we would alternate malei and chaser. And he doesn't say this, but I imagine that every other leap year we would alternate whether it be 30 days or 29 days, and then every other, but there are an uneven number of leap years in a 19-year cycle. There are seven. So every other machzor, we'd have one machzor, we'd have four full leap, four 30-day month in the leap years, 329, and then the next one we'd make 330 and 429. That's what you would do probably. But
wouldn't that be off because the solar year is not exactly?
Well, that we're not even we're not thinking about the solar year right now. And as we don't cheshbon, we're not right now. We're cheshboning. We're already working with the 7 and 19, and nothing more than that. We're not worried about anything else. If, in theory, again, at some point you'd imagine there would be a need, I don't know how you would handle this, because you still always have to keep the lunar months in check. You're still going to have to do that. It's still going to have to correspond to the Molar very closely. So now the Rambam says that we would make 30-29, v'hayu yimei shnas ha-levan o'shlosh meyers abav chamishim. It would always be 354 days. And he doesn't deal with what you do on a leap year. Shisha chadashim chaserim, v'shisha chadashim aleim. Six chaser, six malay. Avol mepnei ha-chalokim sheish b'chol chodesh v'chodesh yaser ha-chatzi yom, yizka beitzmehem sha'os v'yamim. Eventually what happens when you have the extra 793 chalokim, I would say probably over the course of about 36 months, you get to about 24 hours extra, right? But in other words, you wind up with extra days and hours. Ad sheyu mitzas hashanim chadashim chaserim yeser amaleim, over mitzas hashanim chadashim aleim yeser al hachaserim. The end result is that sometimes we're going to have an extra malei month. Now the odd thing is the second part that he says. Sometimes you have to have an extra chaser month, which I don't fully understand, because you should never need to have an extra chaser month. Because you're always with a surplus. Just say, when the surplus accumulates to a day, then stick in an extra day to make sure we come back to the molad. The reason why sometimes we take an extra chaser is because our external considerations, in other words, the lo adu rosh and the way we construct the years. But it's not really because of the odef. It's not because of the extra 793 halakim. So here, I think the Rambam is not being 100% precise. And what he's saying is correct, but the reason for the mixas chaseimer, I don't think primarily is because you keep getting an extra 179 chalakim every month. Because extra would not actually create a problem for us to make an extra chodesh chaser. It's what makes us put in an extra chodesh malay.
Also, isn't this all theoretical? Because you're not really taking into account any of the stuff we just talked about.
This explains why, what he's about to explain. That's how is the calendar lemaisa constructed? That's how do I arrange the months by the number of days that they have. So now he's giving you the basic theory behind that. And then he's going to, well, let's see the next, we'll get there, I think it's in a halacha hey. So one more thing in Dalet. Yom Shloshim, and this, it's very interesting to me. I didn't ask this question, I think, in the shiur when the first day. I don't think I did, and I wouldn't want to, but when I was at Camp Stone this summer giving the shiurim, I asked around. Because I gave one shiur, one very long shiur, I gave to the Beit Medrash there on going through like these three prakim. But I did a general shiur about the construction of the calendar, going around to all the anafim of Tzevet that I taught. I would rotate around on a daily basis, so I hit almost not all of Tzevet, but large numbers of Tzevet. I hit over the course of 5 days, and I did two cycles. One of them was on the calendar, and I asked the following question. I think in the entire Tzevet, one person knew the answer to the question, which was, why is Rosh Chodesh sometimes 2 days and why is it sometimes one? Now, I don't think I ever read an explanation for this. I always intuited it and figured it out. I was correct. I thought it was obvious. But I was blown away, absolutely blown away, that I think in the entire type I asked, I don't know if there was two students, Reuven Herzog, who's in my shiur, he knew it. He had learned, I think, in Gush with Yakir Foreman, who taught this. So he had learned this once before. I don't know if that's where he picked it up. But literally one person in the entire Tzevet, that was scary to me. Now, the answer to the question is that you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh when the previous month is 30 days. And in fact, the 30th day of the previous month could have been Rosh Chodesh had they been Mechaser the Chodesh. So the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, and then the first day of the next month is Rosh Chodesh. If the previous month is only 29 days, then you only have 1 day Rosh Chodesh. Whereas the 30th day, if this is Rosh Chodesh, the 30th day of this month, whether it's part of this month or next month, is always Rosh Chodesh. Either it becomes day one of the next month, or it's day 30 of this month, and then we'll have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. It's a davar pashut. And I think I did mention here that I think when we write in Aksuba, that when you write, interestingly enough, when it's the first day of the month, you just write Yom Echad L'Chodesh Elul. But when it's the 30th day of, I don't know, let's say Tishrei, you say Yom Shloshim L'Chodesh Tishrei Shehu Rosh Chodesh, or something like that. I don't remember the formula. I haven't filled out so many Rosh Chodesh Ksubas that I would remember.
I always have that question, because people say, when's your birthday? So it's Lamed Av, but that's also Rosh Chodesh Elul.
Right, so the answer is, next time you answer them, you say, Shloshim, Yom Shloshim L'Chodesh Av Shehu Rosh Chodesh El. Have that answer prepared, they'll like it. Okay, so Yom Shloshim, the Rambam says, Halacha Dalet, Yom Shloshim La'olam Osam Aso Rosh Chodesh B'cheshbon Zeh. Im Hoya HaChodesh Avar Choser, Yiyeh Yom Shloshim Rosh Chodesh Abba. 30th day is always Rosh Chodesh. If the chodesh that was passed was chaser, then Yom Shloshim turns out to be Rosh Chodesh Haba, means it's the first day of the next month. And it's Rosh Chodesh. Ve'im yeh ha-chodesh avar malei, yeh Yom Shloshim Rosh Chodesh, holo miksasa Rosh Chodesh. Very interesting idea, right? Since part of the day, in a perfect world, when the molad's in the middle of the day, part of the day is Rosh Chodesh, the latter half. And therefore, we make that Rosh Chodesh. Ve'yeh Tashlum HaChodesh HaMole She'ovar, and the Tashlumen for the last Chodesh, in other words, the Chodesh HaMole, the first half of the day, which belongs to the previous moon, that's part of the Ovar, that's part of the previous month. V'yiyeh Yom Echad Ushloshim Rosh HaChodesh HaBa, then the 31st day will be Rosh Chodesh for the next month, will be Menuhu HaMinyan, and that's when we count the next Chodesh from, V'hu Yom HaKeviyah. That's what he calls it, the Yom HaKeviyah. Olaficha, Otsin Rosh Echadashim B'cheshbon Zeh, Chodesh Echad Yom, Echad Bovad, V'chodesh Echad Shneyam. And that's why we sometimes have Rosh Chodesh one day, and sometimes we have Rosh Chodesh 2 days. That's the term that he used, the Yom Keviyah Sachodesh. If he makes any reference to in the future, when you talk about the Yom HaKeviyah, you know it means the day that we actually set the first day of the next month. It's either Yom HaKeviyah is either day 30 or day 31, depending on how many days the previous month will have had.
Related with the Tudish Rosh question, we'll come back for a minute.
Sure.
I assume that it comes into the idea of the Adam coming after Mincha, otherwise, in other words, in the time of the Rav Kaddish Al Pira'iyah, so the Bezim would never declare Rosh Chodesh to be 2 days, unless you say that when the Edom would come after Mincha, then they would do that already.
So I think the answer, but I don't know if this, is there an afkamina anywhere where we talk about this 2 days of Rosh Chodesh being Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas?
I don't know.
It's an interesting question. I'm not familiar with that because it only comes up in a discussion of Rosh Hashanah. But ironically, in Rosh Hashanah, it works in the reverse, which is known as Rosh Hashanah, we have 2 days, but it's the first and the second day of the month, which
right.
is right.
They went through different tikkufot in the Gemara.
Right. That's correct.
But coming back with Rosh Chodesh, mm-hmm. So in the time when there were Kaddish Al Pira'iyah, were there every 2 days Rosh Chodesh or not?
When they Mekadesh, it doesn't sound, I don't know. I'm not aware of there being any explicit Gemara about this. I understand the question. In other words, they talk about, I mean, I have to imagine that in the Mikdash, they were, Takanas Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, I assume, applies to every Chodesh. Now, I always think of it, until you ask the question, I always thought it only in terms of Rosh Hashanah, but if the problem was either Niska'aklu Bashir or the Karban Musaf, right. So then Mestamed should apply to every Rosh Chodesh. That's
right.
A good question.
Because otherwise, I couldn't understand, even notwithstanding the fact that you have a 30th day, and I understand, like, the Molad is the way he's saying, but why would we do 2 days Rosh Chodesh? So I understand 30 days. So if they never had 2 days Rosh Chodesh when we were Kaddish Al Pira'iyah, why would we do it now? So it only makes sense to me that if it's Talui with the Adam coming late, that it wouldn't know when to be with Kaddish.
So couldn't you make the same... Right. That sounds very, very reasonable, actually. Right. That sounds very reasonable. I like that. In other words, the one interesting thing, I'll go to the Shtei Kedushas Kedusha Achas, which is... And I don't know if there's any I thought it's a davar pashut in halacha, but I'd be curious if anybody even mentions it, even just to tell it's a davar pashut. What happens if you forget to say Yala V'Yavo Mariv, the second night of Rosh Chodesh? So I don't think we. I think I have to double check. I don't think we repeat Shmoneh Esrei for that. Well, because that's when I want to go to the Kedusha Achas part, because you say it's Kedusha Achas on some level, even though we know which day is Rosh Chodesh, we start celebrating Rosh Chodesh the day before, and we continue on. So one might have thought that perhaps Mariv, of the night in between, you would have to repeat Alav Yavo. Right? I understand why the first night of Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat Alav Yavo, because they would never be Mekadesh at that point. It would only be Mekadesh the next day. But why not be? I think that's the reason why we don't repeat if you forget Mariv. Either, I don't think it's because it's Tefillah. I don't think it's... It's not because of Tfilas Arvis Rishus, because we do repeat, if you forget to say Yalav Yavo, what's that? I'm sorry, if you forget to say, I'm sorry?
I thought it was related to the Karbonos of Rosh Chodesh. Something related to that.
Well, I thought it's because I'm not Makadish till the next day. Because let me, if you forget to say, if you Yalav Yavo in Mariv of Pesach, you do repeat. Right, so it's not because to the Tfilas Arvis. I thought it's because they're not Mekadesh until the Yom. I think it's at the near the end of the fourth parak of Brachos. Right, that's amen. Right, so therefore, but what happens in a case where we're celebrating 2 days Rosh Chodesh? Do you say it's kind of like Kedusha Achas or not? If you say Kedushos, then it's Pasha, you wouldn't repeat the second night. If you said it's in Kedusha Achas, then you wonder about it. But I think your Hesper is right anyway. We celebrate 2 days probably because they never knew then which it was going to be. That makes sense.
Did we really say Kedusha Achas?
What?
We say this is Kain Kedusha's
Hashanah? I don't think so. I can't imagine as much.
By Rosh Hashanah, I can see you saying that.
Right, but why not say the same thing here? And what would if you take the same Svara? If you take the same Svara, you're suggesting, if you look at the, as what happens if the Edim came in Amincha Olamala on Rosh Chodesh? So presumably, you would have said, Noagin Osa Yom Rosh Chodesh, Lamacha Rosh Chodesh. The paraphrase of the Gemara's usage. So if that's the case, then maybe it's like Kuli Yom Arichta. I don't think we say that. I don't think we say that. I think that's a unique thing in Rosh Hashanah.
The Eretz Yisrael would like also be
Shiloh. It would be what?
The Eretz Yisrael should also be like an even bigger Shiloh, because there's no Sfeik HaSayom.
No. There is on this. The one Sfeik HaSayom you have in Eretz Yisrael in principle is Rosh Hashanah. Is Rosh Hashanah, because nobody knows until the middle of the day. And therefore, there's no room, there's no time to disseminate. So, it could be nobody finds out, but even if people know, it's a very limited range. Other than the Shita of the Baal Hamor, right? The Baal Hamor claims, and apparently this is acknowledged, that up until some of the Gaonim Kitei Eretz Yisrael, they only kept one day Rosh Hashanah. So that would be your only taina about Rosh Chodesh. But I think that we assume that it would be, they certainly keep 2 days in Eretz Yisrael, right? Okay. Fine. Good. Excellent. So Seder HaChadashim, Hamaleim Bachaserim, Lefi Cheshbon Zekahu. Tishrei La'olam Male, V'chodesh Teves La'olam Choser. Umi Teves Ve'elech, and he purposely skipped over Mar Cheshbon and Kislev. Umi Teves Ve'elech, Echad Male Ve'echad Choser Ala Seder. Ketzah, Teves Choser, Shvat Male, Adar Choser, Nisan Male, Iyar Choser, Sivan Male, Tamas Choser, Ad Male, Elo Choser, V'shanam Uberes, Adar Risha Male, Ve'adar Sheni Choser. That's the rule we often formulate. Adar HaSamach LaNisan is always 29 days. So in a non-leap year, Adar is 29 days. In a leap year, the Adars are 30-29. Convenient, because it means once you know Purim, you know what day of the week Pesach is as well. Right? If the second Adar were 30 days in a leap year, then the rule for how to know when Pesach is during the week, if you know Purim already, wouldn't work, because it would vary between whether it was a leap year or not a leap year, right? We discussed, I think, briefly, the Atbash Gardak, right? And in that mnemonic, where Aleph is the night of Pesach came out, Purim is on a Friday, Vap. But that would not hold true if in Ashana Muberes, Adar Sheni were 30 days. Okay. Fine. Now the Rambam says...
Adar Sheni is always 29 days?
Oh, the last Adar... Adar HaSamach LaNisan is La'olam Chaser.
Yeah, so it really comes out you can give 2 months at Mali Shvat and Adar Rishon, or Mali one after the other.
Correct. Right. And you actually can get three.
From 3 months in a row?
This year. Tishrei, Mar Cheshbon, and Kislev are all 30 days.
Oh.
Right. And you can get 3 29s in a row. In a Chaser year, Mar Cheshbon, Kislev, and Teves are all 29. So that's the only sequence in our calendar where you can get a triple. Okay. So anyway, Nisha Rushnei HaChadashim, Shehi Mar Cheshbon Kislev. I spoke about the etymology of Mar Cheshbon here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but so I was Yotze. So, what's that?
Sefer Bava Maaseh.
Yeah, Maseches Bava Maaseh. That's it. So Nisha Rushnei Hachadashim Shehem Marchesh from Nachislay, Pa'amim Yushneim Leim, Pa'amim Yushneim Chaserim, Upa'amim Yim Marchesh from Chaser Kislamali. You can never get the reverse. Right? If it's going to be 30-29, you stick to the sequence. So Tishrei is 30, Marcheshvan is 29, Kislev is 30. So the possibilities are 30-30, 29-29, and 29-30. 30-29 is not a possibility. Now he says, V'shana sheyu b'shnei chadashim ein lo maleim, hi shenikru chadasheha shleimim. V'shana sheyu b'shnei chadashim ein lo chaserim, Nikru Chadasheh Chaserim. Hence, Shlema, Ashana, we say Shana Shlema, or Chadasheh Shlemen, and Shana Chasera, or Chadasheh Chaserim. Vishashana Sheyu Bamar Cheshvan Chaser Vikisle Bale, Nikru Chadasheh Kisidron. Okay, so we saw that in the tour chart. Kaf, Shin, and Ches. You look troubled.
Yeah, so the three letters that they have, like for each year, one letter is the day of Rosh Hashanah, the other letter is Male Chaser or Kisidron, the third letter is for Pesach,
which is not necessary.
Oh.
It's a short. In other words, you really only need the first two letters, plus what is a Shana Pshuta Mumeres. That's all you need, right? They just give you that for convenience.
Right. And the tour has it that way in his chart as well, right?
I think it's actually only two.
Two letters.
Only two letters. He gives you the Rosh Hashanah and the layout of Mar Cheshvan Kislev.
Why did he begin using these three letter codes? I don't know. All right.
So I think on this on the left side chart, the other chart. I think that's where you... No, even there, I don't think they use it. I don't know when they use it. I learned from my doulets that you give three letters, but Pesach is really extraneous. I would say, ironically, what Pesach may tell you is, based if I give you three letters, I don't need to tell you whether it's a Pshuta Muberes. Based upon how Pesach falls out, I can, you know, in relationship to the first two letters, I could then figure out whether it was a Muberes or a Pshuta, because it would be a two-day difference. But if you had an extra 30-day month in there. But yeah, the normal way is to know which year in the 19-year cycle, and then once I give you the first two letters. But I can see the convenience of the third letter, of the three-letter mnemonic, because that's another way of giving you that information, sort of, you know, kalach haryat. Okay. Now the Rambam's going to give you another interesting thing here, and this is a question of how one does mathematics. So I would ask you the following question. If I ask you to subtract Monday from Tuesday, how many days do you get in between? If you subtract Monday from Tuesday, what do you get? How many days? We would say one. Note that the Rambam will say zero. I'm telling you that in advance, just because you first read the Rambam, it doesn't make sense until you realize when he talks about Yamim Bein Tayim, he doesn't mean how many days later in the week. He means how many days in between the two of them, which is always one less than the way we would count. In other words, if Rosh Hashanah came out on Monday in this year, and it came out on... can probably ever come out on a Tuesday next year. It came out on a Thursday next year. We would say it's 3 days later in the week. The Rambam, when he calculates that, he will say that there are 2 days in between. They're both the same thing. It's just a different way of looking at it. I highlight that because I think we generally tend to think in terms of offset in the week, but the Rambam is going to give you the klal based upon how many days fall out in between. So the Rambam is basically going to say the following. We'll read it in a moment. But the Rambam is going to say, if you want to figure out how do you know whether the year is supposed to be Chaserah, Shleimo, or Kisidron? So the Rambam says the following. Figure out Rosh Hashanah for the year you're looking at. Figure out for the Rosh Hashanah for the following year. And then see how many days are in between. And then you'll know whether it's Chaserah, Kisidron, or Shleimo. Before we read the Rambam, let's do this Baal Peh. Let's think about it. Let's take a regular year. What are the three possible number of days in a regular non-leap year?
354, 355, I think, and 356.
Three. 3, 4, and 5. 350 is a perfect number of weeks, so it's 3, 4, or 5 days later in the week, right? But how many days are there in between in each of those respective years? 2, 3, and 4. So, let me say it this way. If I tell you this year Rosh Hashanah came out on a Monday, and it weren't the leap year, and I tell you next year Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Thursday, what we would call 3 days in between, what kind of a year was it? How many days were in it? If there were a three-day differential, we would say there were 353 days. And you would know then that it was a Chaserah year. The Rambam would say to you, if there were 2 days in between the Rosh Hashanahs, namely Tuesday and Wednesday, then you would know that it's a Chaserah year. So we would say 3, 4, and 5 in a regular Pshuta year are the gauge. The Rambam will say the days in between are 2, 3, and 4. So now, the Rambam says the following halacha zayin. Derech yediyas Hashana im chadasheha mileim, O chaserim, o kisidron. How do you determine that? Lefi cheshbon zeh, according to this calculation, meaning what we do, kachu. Teda Tchila. First find out, Yom Shenikba Bo Rosh Hashanah. Shetirtza Leida Sidur Chayosha, Kemosha Be'anur Perek Shvi. If you want to know year X, figure out Rosh Hashanah of year X. Okay, the year of the day of Rosh Hashanah of the year you want to know about, meaning what follows Rosh Hashanah. Then v'teda yom sheyikva bo Rosh Hashanah shalach areha. Then figure out which day of the week Rosh Hashanah will be the next year. Then v'tachshov minyan hayomim shebeinehem chutz miyom akavia shelzo v'shelzo. Then calculate how many days are in between the two, not counting each day Rosh Chodesh, meaning Monday and Thursday, how many days between Monday and Thursday, not counting Monday and not counting Thursday. Then he says, Im timsa b'neihen shnei yamim yuchad she'ashana chaserim. Exactly as we said. If there are 2 days in between, which means a three-day offset, it's a 353-day year, it's chaserim. V'im timsa b'neihen shlosha yamim, which we would say is a four-day differential, yukasidron. V'im timsa b'neihen arba yamim yuchad she'ashana shleimim. Really Aleph Bey's arithmetic, right? The Rambam is very precise the way he says it. He tells you the Yomim Shebeinehem, not counting the Yom HaKfiyah here and the Yom HaKfiyah there. When we add, we discount one Yom HaKfiyah, but we count the other one. That's why we get one number higher. That's all. Now, of course, you realize that rule doesn't work for Eshana Me'uberes. Because Eshana Me'uberes, so that we can figure out, without even reading the Rambam, what are going to be the three number of days in Eshana Me'uberes. So firstly, how many days can there be in Eshana Me'uberes? 384. 385 and? 383. Okay? 385 is an exact number of weeks. Now, it means it comes out on Monday this year and comes out on Monday next year. How many days are there in between Monday and Monday?
Six.
And therefore, that's a 385-day year. If it's a 384-day year, it would be five. A 383-day year, it would be four. So the Rambam says, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, B'shehoysa Hashana Shatirza Leder Seder Chidush Chodsheha Pshuta. Avalim haisa meuberes, if it was a shana meuberes, im timsa bein yom kviyaso, ben yom kviya shana shacharea arba yamim, yiu chad she oso shana hamuberes chaserim. If there's 4 days in between, it's got to be a meuberes, right? It means there's actually five the way we count, and that's 383. V'im timsa beinayim chamisha yamim, six the way we count, yiu kisidran. V'im timsa beinayim shisha, which we would say are 0 days in between, or 7 days in between, the same day of the week, yiu shleimim. That's what the Rambam says. Okay. Go ahead. I don't care. I'll repeat it 40 times if I have to.
But it's 383. So the differential is 4 days? Or
we would say the differential is 5 days. In other words, it's 378 days is 54 weeks plus 5 days. We would say it's 5, 6, and 7. And the Rambam says the Yom HaShoei time or 4, 5, and 6. Okay. Now,
so when it comes out, you really need to know, it's not quite so simple. You need to know when Rosh Hashanah is. You need to know whether that's a Shana Mubarak, or you need to know where on the cycle it is.
The 90-year cycles.
Then you can calculate the next Rosh Hashanah.
Correct. The point is, if I give you a number year, right. I take you 57-something-something, all you need to do is first figure out which year the Machzor in, which you do by discount, throwing away the 19s, as the Rambam would say, right? You subtract one to get to the completed years. You divide by 19. Now you take the remainder and add one, and now you know which year out of the 19 you're in the cycle, and then you just follow the rule of Guach Adzat, 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, 19. Then all you do, based upon the year you're looking at, 57 something something, is just add up how many months have passed since Bria Sa'olam. It's 235 months per completed Machzor. Within the Machzor, for every year, regular year been completed, it's 12 months. For every leap year completed, it's 13 months. And you don't add beyond that because you add 1 month. You don't add any more than that. Then you multiply that number of months by Ibtash Tzag, 1 day, 12 hours, 700 halakim, and you add it to Baharad, when the first Molad was, Monday, 5 hours, 204 halakim. So now you know which year the Machzor in, so you know whether it's leap or not. You know when Rosh Hashanah is this year, because you apply the Dechios to the Molad. You figure out when Rosh Hashanah is next year, and you're done. But also, the three pieces of information you need, you know, where you don't have to do the arithmetic anymore, really, is what day of the week is Rosh Hashanah this year, what day is Rosh Hashanah next year, and is it a leap year or not a leap year? Now, I'm going to stop here, but next time we'll finish up the parak and move on to the Sachama. The Rambam is just going to give you some simonim, you know, some shorthands to how certain arrangements do come out and don't come out. We may spend a little time on it next week, but you don't really need that. You now are certified in Ibur Hashanah. Not in the Sota Ibur, but in Ibur Hashanah. Okay. You know, if I give, if you want, I'll give you Bechina, and I'll say you are qualified to tell us, you know, when the months come out. Either that, or you look at Israel's Torah Luach. But but anyway, but the point is, this is all you need to know. This is, you know, now you. We started out by asking the question: how do you generate the tour chart? This is how you generate the tour chart. So if I were to upload, I'm not gonna. I'll see if it's very quick.
So
I don't know.
It's Ches and Ram, basically. This is Parachas.
This is Parachas. So
it's only just fun.
No. I don't have the spreadsheet that I want. That's a short spreadsheet. I actually have. I'll try to remember to post or give Danny to post it uses the same macros that way in this, but it basically lays out a chart just like the tour. But each four cycles of 247 years, it's the correct version of the tour chart, not the one with slight errors in it. But the rule is push it. You understand how to do it. It's just labor now, right? The tour started in the year 1295 or something like that. So if you figure out whatever year it is, it was the year, 5055 or 5056. Figure out whatever year it is, do the arithmetic, and now put your calculator, figure out Rosh Hashanah is that year. You figure out the Rosh Hashanah the next year. You know, and you know it's starting, it's the first year of the cycle, so just, it's not a leap year, and v'cheina v'cheina. It's a very simple algorithm, but that's all there is to it. You know, so now you know how the people in the Birnbaum Machzor managed to figure out how to print the calendar at the end, and how the people in the Ezra's Torah Luch, how do they know what things are? The answer is, they're just following the rules of these three chapters.
Do you know who is it that actually makes the calculations?
You mean what would happen if the people at Ezra's Torah made a mistake?
No, I'm saying, are they the ones who are doing it? Like, in other words, there's somebody...
I know what you're saying. Who's the central body? Right.
Who's the brains behind, like, the Luach?
I have no idea.
Because I see all these Luchot here, there, the other place. So I really don't know.
Yeah, so my...